Okay, Chevra, in the Mishnah, we encountered a machlokes between the Tanakhama and the Biosi. The Tanakhama says, Lo yafki ena besudarin, which Rashi understands means that you shouldn't break an egg on top of a sudar that was heated b'chama. That's what Rashi learns. Lo yafki ena besudarin, don't break the egg on top of such a kerchief. In the back of the Franco Rambams, they quote a Perish Kadmon Mimitzrayim. I don't know who it was, but presumably he was from Egypt and he was alive a long time ago. The Perish Kadmon Mimitzrayim says, and there's a Perish of the Aruch like this also, that Lo Yafki Ena Besudarin means that what you shouldn't do is you shouldn't wrap the egg up with a sudar. It's not breaking the egg on top of the sudar, but it's doing some sort of wrapping the egg in the sudar. The Gemara in Sukkah speaks about that the leftover, the old begadim of the Kohanim, what they would do is that they would be mafki in mehem, the neros, they would make the wicks for in the mikdash from those things. The expression mafkiyin. So mafkiyin might be an expression of wrapping up. If that's the case, it is closer to an Indian of hatmana than it is to what we would call classical bishul. I don't know how much it really matters, lahalacha, because you can only violate an isser hatmana if it's possibly. You can only violate isser hatmana if it's something that's heated up al yedei ha'or, at least according to some. But there is a machlokes as to how I translate lo yafki and the besudarin in the Mishnah. Rashi says it means cracking the egg on the kerchief, and the these other perushim say it means something similar to hatmana. But be it as it may, the Gemara asks Akasha, why am I not allowed to be mafkiya besudarin? The Gemara asks in Lamitasam and Aleph, Hadit Nan, those Nintav Shal Tochabar Bishvoshe Shamur, as a man, I'm allowed to put some good water into bad water to cool it down. And now the key line, as hatzonin b'chama b'shoshe yechamu, I'm allowed to put cold water in the sun to heat the cold water up. So, for the Gemara, lema Reb Yosi hi v'lo rabbanan, l'cha'ora Reb Yosi in our Mishnah says that I'm allowed to break the egg on the sudar. That means if it's cooked in the sun, it's not a problem. But according to the Tanakhama, it is a problem. So maybe this Mishnah later on in Kuf Mem Vav that says I'm allowed to put cold water in the sun, maybe that Mishnah is only going according to Rabbi Yosi, not according to the Rabbanan. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman, Bechama kuli amalo pligi de shari. Betodus ar kuli amalo pligi de aser. Everyone holds Bechama is mutter. Everyone knows you're allowed to cook something in the sun directly. If it's toldos ha'ar, something that was heated up al yedei a fire, right? I have a pot that was heated on the fire, so to cook something in that pot for sure is aser. Ki pligi betoldos chama. Marasavar garzinon toldos chama ata toldos ha'ar, umarasavar lo gazrinon. Right? The machlokis is about toldos chama. Fishol b'chama is heter gamor. The question that comes up is only Bishol betoldos chama. Ad kan divrei hagemara. Now, why is bishol b'chama mutter? I'm allowed to cook something in the sun. Now, toldos chama is aser. In other words, as kids we always used to joke that it's like sometimes it's so hot that you could make an omelet on the sidewalk. No, I think there is such an expression. But you can roast an egg on the sidewalk, right? Any of you remember this expression? I remember from my youth, right? So that would be toldos chama. That is the machlekes in the Mishnah. But if I cook an egg in the chama directly, I cook an egg directly in the sunlight, that is going to be mutter. If I put the egg in a cup and the sidewalk is on top, I just have the sun beating down on it, that's a machlokes. The Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos in Os Mem Dalad, the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos has an interesting chakira. What's the status of a magnifying glass? Right? I'm sure there's something you tried to do as a kid, no? That you take some magnifying glass and you try to cook, So he says, well, if I take a magnifying glass and I heat up a leaf, and the leaf becomes a fire, so that's mamish ur. No one is going to say that a fire that's created, it doesn't matter how you make the fire. If I get the fire from lighting a match, I get the fire from rubbing twigs together, I get the fire from a magnifying glass. A fire is a fire, and you're chayiv on it. But let's say I take a magnifying glass, and I use the magnifying glass to heat up water directly, water in the cup, and I make that water yadzei this way, am I chayiv? Right? Is that called chama? Is that cooking it directly in the sun? Or is that toldos chama? It's a little bit of an unusual toldos chama, no? Because usually toldos chama means that the sidewalk was heated from the sun. Over here, the magnifying glass doesn't become hot itself, correct? The magnifying glass just focuses the sun's rays very directly, very intensely, so it will create it will create heat in my cup of water. So he has a suffix. It could be that this is still called bishul bechama. That's heter gomer, right? Is chama only direct sun or not? That this is a suffix. He doesn't fully flesh it out. But mistama, what he means is that what's the definition of toldos chama? Is toldos chama because the item is hot, or is toldos chama when the sun is being reflected, refracted through some keli? That's the question. Okay, good. Now, what's the reason why bishul bechama is mutter?
Because it's not michlaf be'or.
Because what?
It's not michlaf
be'or. That's what Rashi writes in the second phrase in Rashi. Right? Look at the Rashi carefully. Zot Rashi, dishari. Rashi writes, de'ein derech bishul bekach. Bechama be'or lo michlaf for deligzar ha atuha. Rashi writes, it's not the normal way to cook in the chama. Right? Normal people cook on a stove, in an oven. You don't cook in the sun. And then Zakt Rashi, Chama Ba'or Lo Michlafa. That sun and fire are not going to be mistaken one for the other. Now, what does this mean? So comes along with Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva, and Chelek Gimel of Orechayim, Simen Nun Beis, where Moshe writes that usually something that's not derech is aser midirabonon. No? Throughout Hilchos Shabbos, if I do something not kederech, mashal mahadavar doma, I write on Shabbos with my left hand. No? That's not the normal way of writing. Siva is with my right hand. I write with my left hand. That's not derech kosev. I carry something, right, in my elbow. That's not the derech of hotza'ah. So, usually, not being the derech is an iser derabanan. Zot Reb Moshe, the hemsheikh of Rashi, is answering the kasha, how come bishul bechama is heter gomor? Why is it perfectly permitted? Right? It shouldn't be heter gomor, because it should be also midrabanan. It should like a derech. Oh, so to that, Rashi answers, no, we only answer something when it's done shalai kederech, if you might exchange one for the other. You might make a mistake. But in this case, chama ba'ar lo michlafa deligzar ha'atuha, no one is going to make a mistake for chama ba'ar. And therefore we don't make an iser derabanan even. Now, ma peirush hadavar, why is it that that someone usually might make a mistake, but over here they won't. So Zakt Rashi, is it Zakt Moshe within Rashi that lecha ora, what we're talking about over here is that when I cook in the sun, it's not called cooking. Point one. It should still be aser midrabanan, or maybe even midairaisa, because maybe it's a tolda. So Zakt Rashi, as understood by Reb Moshe, we only say there's an iser if it's the type of thing that someone might do, even if he could do the main thing. If I could cook with an oven, and I still choose to cook bechama, then I would say that's Aser Midrabanan. But if it's the type of thing that no one would ever do, no one would ever do if they would have the real oven. And the only time you do it is when you don't have the opportunity. So then, in that situation, they didn't even make an Isser at all. What I would say within Rashi, as understood by Reb Moshe, is that Bishul Bechama is Mutter, because ultimately it's not the normal way to cook. And because it's not the normal way to cook, so, and it's so not the normal way to cook that no one would even do this if they would have another option. So therefore, it's Heter Gomor. But really, the Heter, according to Rashi, is because it's not Derech Bishul. Therefore, Reb Moshe writes, Im kein, b'hamikrowave oven, shetov levashabo kemo be'esh mamish, ve'elu sheyesh lam tanur kazeh, mishdam shembo yoser mi bishol de be'esh, umashal nispashtu tanurim elu adayin, humishom delo motzoi adayin harbe tanurim, kshayiu mitzuin vada yishdam shivam kuli ama, dahu hu yoser tov. Zuck the Moshe, microwave ovens. Today, at the time when Moshe writes his tshuva, 1971, Tavshin Lamed Aleph, right? In 1971, when Moshe writes his tshuva, he says, you know what, people don't use microwaves as much as they use regular ovens, just because there aren't that many microwaves. But we'll see, Amir Tzah Hashem, that the microwave ovens will improve, and people will use them as much as they use regular ovens. Because it's a better type of oven, it's Yoser Tov. So therefore, Vada Yesh Lamelach Mi Bishul Da'ar, the Hayav Mishkan, the Hashivas Tatolda, Shulachal Hadinim Ka'av, the Bishul Deha'ar, Le Isser, Le Chiv Skil of the Chattis. Lo Rak Le Rash Baran, etc. In other words, Zakhtar Moshe, what emerges is, if people cook with it normally, your mamish going to be Chayiv, end of discussion, nothing to talk about, right? What Rashi, by us, is saying that Moshe understands is that it's really low kederech bishul. But it's low kederech bishul in the sense that it's not even called bishul. Right? For Reb Moshe, right, if we're bishul like kederech, like carrying in my arm, in my elbow, then I'd be asur midrabanan. This is even better. This is super duper shalom kederech, because no one would use this as a replacement for full-fledged bishul. Right? No one will use sunlight as a replacement for full-fledged bishul, and therefore it's Heter Gomor. But if I have something that people would use to cook, and it's not Eish, it's a microwave, your mom is going to be chayer for cooking in the microwave on Shabbos. Ad kan divrei Reb Moshe Feinstein. Wow. Right? According to Reb Moshe, the whole Achrei Kechlos HaKol of this conversation is that it's based on not being Derech Bishul. Many of the Svarim point out that this Reb Moshe might go hand in hand with Aran at the end of Avodah Zarah on Lamed Ches Amud Beis B'Dafei Harif. Okay. There is a discussion in the Rishonim about whether Bliya, whether absorption is Toloi in Bishul. Right? In other words, who is in the Shir for Yerudea? Avinoam. Right? Shimi. Right? We're going to call on you guys. Now,
I think
oh, this was Bechina number two. This one you took. Even if you didn't take Bechina number four, right? No, but okay, I won't tell you your response. But the fact is, the Ramban says it's not possible that Bishul and Bliya are totally Zebazeh, because the Gemara says, I'm not allowed to use Keli Shemalach Bo Basar. I'm not allowed to use a Keli that I use to salt meat. I can't use such a Keli for Milchiks. Why? Because it absorbed. Zuck the Ramban, but Malicha is not really Bishul. You're not going to be Chayiv if you salt something on Shabbos, it's not really bishul, and al kol panim, I still can't use it, right, when the keli absorbed ayidei melicha. So therefore, the Ramban says, we see that bishul and bliya are not tolei zebazah, and kli sheni, which is not mevashel, could still be boleya. Right, that's the famous sheet of the Ramban that's quoted in Yerideya Simin Kufhei. That kli sheni is boleya. Why? Even though there's no bishul in the kli sheni, but that's bishul, and bishul and bliya not tolei zebazah. And the raya that kli sheni is boleya is because melicha. Melicha is not mevashel, but it still is boleya. Zok the Ramban, because these dinim are connected, that teaches me, end of conversation, right? That teaches me that bishul and bliya are not connected. Comes along the Ran, and the Ran says, Ramban, you're making a very big assumption. You're assuming that melicha, that's a salt, a piece of meat or something on Shabbos, is not going to be an iser bishul, mehecha tesi. Yes, the Gemara, the Ran says, only discusses whether you violate the Isser Ma'abed if I salt my salt Migdon Shabbos. That doesn't mean that there's no Bishol. And the Ran says there is an Isser Bishol if I salt meat on Shabbos. Ooh. Bishol! Now, everyone begins to like scratch their heads with both hands. Like, what's going on? There's bishul if you salt a piece of meat. Mehecha tesi. How could that be an iser of bishul? Yes, yeah, based on malia kareseach, but lecha ora salt is no. It might get very hot. In the malicha process, it might get hot. But lemaisa, it's not based on or. It's not based on toldos or. Right? The salt doesn't come from the fire. Doesn't come from todos ar. Well, what's the problem? So some say, well, maybe there are different types of salt. There's the salt that comes from the mines, which maybe is like todos ar, and the salt that comes from the sea. Basically, I don't understand exactly what's going on in these distinctions. But everyone asks this kasha. According to Reb Moshe's Hesber, the Ran is beautiful. Because what the Ran is saying is that I violate an iser of bishul. Why? Because it's kederach. Whatever is considered the normal way does taste bishul. The normal way of processing the food is cooking the food. Al pi halacha. Right? It happens that it's not normal to cook food directly in sunlight. Wow. Right? That's what the... That's what many of the Achronim say within the Shita of Rashi. That's what Reb Moshe says. Comes along Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach. And Reb Shlomo Zalman disagrees fundamentally with Rashi. Reb Shlomo Zalman disagrees fundamentally with Reb Moshe within the Beir of Rashi. Okay? In other words, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, Reb Moshe, you're totally based on the fact that it's not the normal way to cook. Okay. And therefore, if it becomes normal, you're going to be chayiv. And therefore, microwave ovens are chayiv, no? That's Reb Moshe. Comes Reb Shlomo Zalman and he says, one second, let's learn the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Katin Nun Zayin. The Magen Avraham over there says, the Magen Avraham over there says that what? Zok the Magen Avraham, that if I, the Shulchan Aruch says if I have a wet garment, I'm not allowed to hang it up mamish next to a fire. Because if I hang it next to a fire, the Magen Avraham understands, I'd be in violation of two Isurim. In Isur of Bishol, and consequently in Isur of Libon. The way you launder a garment is you have, again, today we have washing machines. But before washing machines, you launder a garment by what? By making it wet and putting it by a fire. Ah, so it's a bishul on the mayim and a sweep on both. And therefore comes along the Magen Avraham. He writes, well, therefore, bechama, if I hang the clothing in the sun, since there's no iser bishul, because it's bishul bechama, so there's also no iser libon. By the way, there might be some Yisurim Derabbanan involved. But on the level of the Oraisa, Magen Avraham Shin Aleph Sif Katan Nun Zayin, on the level of the Oraisa, I do not violate the Isser of Libun when I take my wet garment and hang it in the sun, because there's no Isser Bishul. Comes on Rav Shlom Zalman. Rav Shlom Zalman says, what are you talking about? Right, Rav Moshe, you're telling me that whenever it's Kederech, that is the Isser of a Bishul. Tell me, how do people usually heat up their laundry? How do people usually dry their laundry? You take it, you hang it. Like, go to Meir Sha'arim today. You walk down Rechov Meir Sha'arim, you'll see all the laundry hanging out of the windows. No? That's the way people do it. It's even on Hayom Hazeh, 2016. It still is the derech of laundering. And right? And if it's the derech, shouldn't I be chayiv for Bishol? Right? Magen Avraham says it's not Bishol, because it's not Bishol, it's not legal, right? Not the lave. But comes over and says, one second, but according to Reb Moshe's Hesper, it should be an Isser of Bishol. Shimmy. You're raising your hand, you're so excited. I was going to ask, what is that look like? What would they would? You're saying that maybe if they have something better, they wouldn't, right? I'm not sure. There are certain types of clothing that you bedavka dry, not in the dryer. No, you bedavka dry them. Right, certain types of those of you who are zocha to do laundry know this. Certain clothing you can't, right? You can't put in the dryer. So it could be it's the best way of drying it. I don't know. Oh. Therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman says that if I cook in a microwave oven, even if a microwave, by the way, some people disagree with their motion, they say our microwaves are very good, and people still use regular ovens more than they use microwaves, and you only use microwaves b'derech klal to warm stuff up. Right? But Moshe's premise that a microwave would be used more often than regular ovens, some challenge that premise. But Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, naniach that Rav Moshe is right, that microwaves would be used more than ovens are used, it still doesn't change the halacha. Cooking in the microwave is not bishul min ha-tayra. Now, obviously, there are other yisurim involved in using a microwave on Shabbos, but the nafkamina is a shayla I got from a student of mine who's in jail, no? I have a student who was in my shir a few years ago who, as my son says, he did maisim toivim shel shalom v'chesed, and he's in federal prison. So he asked me a shayla about, is he allowed to have hot food on Shabbos? Can he ask one of the Goyisha inmates to put the food in the microwave and heat it up for him? The only way you can have hot, trust me, in the federal prison system, they don't let you use a plata. Right? You don't have any, so is he allowed? So he showed me a tshuva that Rav Harfenis, he's like one of the Satmar Dayanim, he sent me a tshuva. You like these stories. What? He is. But he had very serious taivas that were very seriously wrong, and he went to jail for child pornography. He was in my shir for 3 years, actually. In this room. I was in this room saying shir in those days. Whatever. So he asked me the shayla, and he sent me a tshuva Rav Harfenis. Rav Harfenis was makel. Now, can you be make on having the guy heat up food in the microwave oven for you? That's the only possible way you could have hot food for Shabbos. So if heating food, if bishul is an issa d'oraisa, so I can't do amir l'nachri for d'oraisa, let's tzarech mitzvah, no? But if bishul in the microwave... If you're holding the bala itta, then amir l'nachri, and the Ramah passes like the bala itta, we try not to rely on that bala itta unless it's tremendous tzorech. Maybe this is called a tremendous tzorech. Right, I mean, that certainly is a very good sniff l'hakel, 100%. But if Reb Shlomo Zalman is right, that cooking in the microwave is still only bishul midrabbanan bizmanenu, so I think, right, I think there are greater grounds to be mekel to have the guy heat it up for you. It's amir l'nachri to do an issa d'rabbanan l'tzayrach mitzvah. No? So this is the pilpul in terms of cooking in the microwave on Shabbos. Obviously, I can't do it myself, but I can have a guy possibly in certain situations of tzrach gadol, I could have a guy do it for me possibly. Oh. Now, so again, he showed me this tshuva of this. There was a Hasidish Yid who was in jail with him. We showed him this tshuva. They sent it to me. It's amazing, like the circle. Right? The circle, by the way, takes like 3 months. There's like old style Shavuos tshuvas because you can only send questions by regular mail. No, you can't send questions. Yeah, well, you can't have email again. Like you do. It takes like months. Okay, so that was one discussion. Another nafkamina over here, obviously, is the use of a dud shemesh on Shabbos. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, I think, and many Mediterranean countries, the majority, you see, we are unfortunately contributing to global warming by using a lot of fossil fuels, which is not so good for the environment. It's a much healthier thing for the environment to cook with solar panels. Today there's like these whole green initiatives. My show got a grant recently that we have these solar panels on the roof. No? So in Eretz Yisrael, let's say you have a dud shemesh, are you allowed to use the water from the dud shemesh on Shabbos? Now, using the water, you can say, what's the problem? The hot water comes out, big deal. But the answer is, whenever hot water comes out, more cold water goes in and gets hot. No? Well, that cold water is getting heated from, what, it's toldos hacham. No? Because the cold water is getting heated from the hot water that was already heated up by the sun. Toldos hacham. Can you just speak louder because there's noise outside?
So, but it's being heated up by an actual heating source, no?
No.
I thought the solar panel just powered the actual heating source.
So, my understanding, again, I have to look into this more, and in return, next time we learn, I want to discuss this in greater detail. My understanding is, at least with some of the solar power systems, the solar heat heats the water directly, let's say, and it's the water that's heating the other water. But let's say I would know that my water is just getting heated up by the sun directly. Reb Moshe would say it's going to be an issur d'oraisa because it's the normal way of cooking, right? Reb Shlomo Zalman would taina that no, that it's not considered the normal way of cooking because Lamaisa, Bishul B'chamas, had to gomer even if it's the normal way. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman. So I don't think they're metals. I think, again, I have to like go into the details more, and like I didn't have a chance to read up what I wanted to this morning. I think they... So I don't think it's that the metal's heating up the water. I think they generate some sort of electrical... Maybe this is what Shimmy was asking. They generate some electrical power from the solar panels, and that electricity heats the water? Let's hold off on it. But just like Bigadol, this discussion should be relevant. Now, years ago...
Just my clarification, what is the longest of Shlomo Zalman?
So how does Reb Shlomo Zalman learn the Rashi?
Yeah, what is the longest of...
So why is Bishul B'chama going to be mutter even if it's the derech to cook? So there are...
So why would he say it? My point is not this or that.
So the Egloi Tal. Now I gave the wrong Marim Makom on the Egloi Tal on the sheets this morning. You found the right one? Couldn't find it. So I don't know why I wrote down Os Yotes. It's really Os Mem Dalet in the Igwe Tala. I totally like butchered this one, I apologize. But and it messed me up now also when I went to like look over what I'm kind of saying, like, no, this is the wrong Igwe Tala. So Igwe Tala Osman Dalet asks the same kashas that we've been asking in terms of how can Bishol Bechama be heter gomer because it's not derech. Lamaisa, we see that Shalom Kederach should be Aser al Kopan and Midrabonon. So the Egloi Tal says a chelik. It's in the psicha to the Egloi Tal Os Gimel, and it's also Os Mem Dalet in the Egloi Tal Ofer. He says that there's two types of Shalom Kederach. There's one type of Shalom Kederach when there's nothing that's noticeable in the final product. And it's Shaloi Kederech just in the Ofen Ha'asiya. Mashal Amahad Abradome, in modern terms, if I flip a light switch with my elbow, no? It's the same light. You flip a light switch on and off with your elbow, the nipal, the result is exactly the same. But there's also a type of Shaloi Kederech where there's a distinction within the nipal, where the final product is different. Zot the Egloi Tal, we pass in Shulchan Aruch that if I would write a get with my left hand, that is going to be a kosher get. But a get requires kosev. We know in Hilchos Shabbos if I write with my left hand, I'm not chayiv. So how can it be it's a good get? So the answer is apparently that it's Shalom Kederach and Shabbos. Shabbos has a higher bar called Mleches Masheves. And therefore, Shalom Kederach in Shabbos is going to be putter. But by a get, because if I train myself to write with my left hand and the get comes out looking the same as it would look if I write with my right hand, that would be full-fledged ksiva. However, Mevashel Bechama, says the Egloi Tal, is a different type of bishol than bishol al yedei ha'ar. We have a halacha, or a sugya in halacha, whether there's yesh shevach etzim bepas. Right? If I cook in an oven, so and the oven is burning wood, some sort of yisurei hana'a, there's a discussion in the Gemara Pesachim, maybe my bread is going to be aser. Why? Because there's a shtickel taste in the bread that emerges from the wood. And even, says the Egloi Tal, the Manda Amar, that Ein Shevach Eitzim Bepas, all that Manda Amar means is that by the time the bread is baked, the Eitzim were already burned up, and you have only coals that are left, and therefore you're not really getting Hana'a from the Isser Hana'a wood. Comes along the Egloi Tal, he says, you know what? If the melacha is done at kil achar yad, and it ends up as a different sort of melacha, the nif'al is different, so then it's going to be heter gomor. And Bishol Bechama is heter gomor, says the Egloi Tal, because there's a difference be'echos hanif'al. You don't have the flavor of the wood in the food, and therefore it's heter gomer. Wow. Right? What that would mean is, I would say, that we're saying that this type of bishul is by definition a different type of bishul. Now, the Egloi Tal is also focused more on Shalai Kederach. It's similar to Rashi. Rashi is focused on Shalai Kederach, and then he talks about Shalai Kederach. But then it comes adding a ring, saying that if it's so much Shalom Kederach that the nif'al ends up being different, it's a different result up. When there's a different result, so it's going to be Heter Gomer, it's not us to drop on the Rib Shlomo Zalman. So is cooking in the microwave a different result? I would say the answer might be yes. The food tastes different. The food looks different. No, if you ever go to Dunkin' Donuts and you ask for the egg in the microwave, no? It doesn't look like an egg. It looks like a radioactive piece of yellow blob. Am I right? Shimmy, am I right about this one? Okay, I got one thing right today. So, Lamaisa, if there's a difference, be'echos hanifal, it could be, it's going to be the type of shalai kederach that would be heter gomor.
It's not bishul,
it's a heter gomor. Mitzad bishul, perhaps it's a heter gomor, if you assume. Enochanami. Yes. Now, I think Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is going even further than the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal is really focused on the Shalai Kederach. He's just saying that this is the type of Shalai Kederach that's Heter Gomor. Rabbi Willig in his Sefer, I think on page Samach Zayin, says something along these lines, that there are certain types of Shalai Kederach that's Heter Gomor. Maybe Shalai Kederach is going to be Aser Midrabanan if this type of activity could often produce Bishul. I think the way Rabbi Willig understands Bishul Bechama is that since it's so unusual that Bishul Bechama cooks food to be fully cooked, so we don't aser this type of Shalai Kederach. It's so unusual. Maybe that's the pshat in Rashi. Right? Within Rashi, you don't see the Eglei Tal at all. The Eglei Tal is worried about that there's a difference be'echos hanif'al. I don't see that in Rashi, unless that's what Rashi means by chama ba'ar lo michlafa. You won't exchange them because the product is different. Rabbi Willig is saying, lo michlafa in the sense of, we're not going to make a gezeira of cooking b'chama atu cooking ba'ar, because usually food never gets cooked b'chama. It's very rare that it will get cooked b'chama. Because it's so rare, we don't make the gezeira.
Cooking water,
you're
cooking chicken.
Maybe, right. And
Ochanami.
So perhaps within the right, water might taste the same in the microwave. In the Eglei Tal. But I would say within Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Reb Shlomo Zalman is saying a totally different mahalach. Reb Shlomo Zalman is saying that our Gemara is not about Derech Bishul Kihuza. When our Gemara says that Bishul Bechama is not Bishul, it means, as a matter of categorization, Bishul Bechama is not called Bishul. Haraya, in the Gemara, there is a discussion about whether we make a gezeir of Todos HaChama or Todos HaAranat. According to Moshe, this discussion, the Cha'ira, is very hard to understand. You should look at the specific item. Is it Kederach or is it not Kederach? How can I have a global conversation about whether Todos Chama is us or Atu Todos Ha'or or not? Look at it. Is it the type of thing that's Kederach or is it not Kederach? In the Gemara, at the bottom of this Amud, there's a discussion about Mivasho b'chamei teveria. Mivasho b'chamei teveria. The Gemara has a discussion. What's the mitzias of chamei teveria? Is chamei teveria something that comes by, gets heated from the fires of Gehenim? Or is chamei teveria, what? Todas chama. Is it todas chama, todas ar? So it seems like it's a machlokes and mitzias. But I don't understand. Why don't we just analyze it? Is it normal to cook b'chamei teveria, or is it not normal to cook b'chamei teveria? According to Reb Moshe, the only issue at hand is this derech bishul? Is it not derech bishul? The Teretz Yisrael, Reb Shlomo Zalman, derech bishul is not really the key. The key is that mevashel b'chama is not categorized as bishul. Mivasho Bechama is not categorized as Bishul. Therefore, even for other areas of Halacha, like Karban Pesach, where there's an Isser to eat Bashel Mavushal Bamayim, it's not called Bishul. It's not a din that it was not done in the Mishkan. Right? It's a din that this is not Bishul. This is not Bishul at all. Right? And it's not really based on Shalom Kederach. What Rashi means when he says Ein Derech Bishulo B'kach, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, what Rashi means is that by definition, this is not a way to cook. It doesn't meet the halachic criteria of bishul. Okay, one last ha'ara, and then we'll just close it up for today. Years ago, when I was learning Shabbos for the first time, Rav Schechter and his kollel gave a chabura, and he pointed out that some say as follows. There's a chazanish on Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, where the Gemara discusses that the world is going to be 6,000 years, 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. So the question is, what do you mean 2,000 years of Torah l'may nafkamina? Is there any halakhic nafkamina? So the Maharshal learns the Gemara over there that there is no real nafkamina l'halakha. But the Chazanish in one of his letters writes that he thinks Shnei Alafim Torah means that all the halachas that were based on Metzius were nikba in the Shnei Alafim Torah. And therefore, microwave ovens, which were not used to cook in the Shnei Alafim of Torah, cannot possibly be bishul today. Even if it would become the normal way to cook, according to this Chazanish, it wouldn't matter l'halacha because Shnei Alafim Torah. That's what the Chazanish says based on Avodah Zarah Daf Tes. That is completely against the way Reb Moshe says it. Again, obviously there's much more to say. I might want to talk about Dud Shemesh and Yetzir Shem next time. Thank you for listening.